Welcome to MTV Cast. My name is Joe Polk. Today is Friday, June 17th. It's actually Friday morning because I didn't get your true-ups done last night. Had a little bit of work to do. So this is going to be a real quick true-up call for the Tour Divide. These are your Tour Divide race calls for day number 7. And just one note of another scratch, Jan Bennett is out. She said she'd been having quite a number of troubles, fighting some hypothermia, big running with a bear apparently, having some edema. So we want to wish Jan the best. For your calls, we heard from Mike Hall from Lava Mountain Lodge. He's out there on that blistering pace. Alex Jacobson called in, our first call from him from Helena. Dave Schreiner called in from Holland Lake Lodge, along with Dieter Borzetsky. Dieter's internal clock is off a day. You're going to hear him. He's thinking it was Wednesday, and of course, yesterday was clearly Thursday. Hope he gets that worked out before he finishes, because he might be a little disappointed to find out that he's a day later than he thought. Randy Neal called in from Ferndale. Tim Glover called in from Helena. And Michael Devitt called in from Butte.
Hello, it's Michael here, calling in from Lava Mountain Lodge in Wyoming, just the other side of Tuolumne Pass. Got here about an hour ago. Brooks Lane, is it? That's more or less clear. It's only going to slow you down about five minutes with a few patches of snow and mud here and there. I did the rail trail this morning, and there was one section of that where the road was closed. We're actually doing a bit of work in there. Sort of thrashing out, cutting back the trees, making a right old mess, but I guess they've got their reasons. I rode through and then just went around the machine that was making the mess, just off the trail. It's the area where they're doing it is just after where you cross the FR-150 for the second time. It was quite wet this morning. There was quite a lot of water in my sleeping bag and divvy bag last night. I made probably not the best decision I've ever made to divvy just outside Sawtell and wait for the store to open, because the store opened at 6. So I thought I'd wait. Probably wasn't the best thing to do. Cost me a bit of time. The Ashton Flag Ranch Road was a bit sticky as well on the way in, so I lost a bit of time. Just raced over the pass just to get in here in time for the kitchen to close. So I'm going to stay here and super early start in the morning to get over Union Pass and find out. Hope everybody else out there is having fun. Cheers.
Hey, this is Alex Jacobson. I'm doing well. I got into Helena last night at like 1 a.m. It was cool. I went through the pass. It started snowing on me. I'm pretty sure I was the last rider to make it into town, but back to my hotel right before I started crying because I was so tired. And now I am done shipping some stuff home, and I'm at the bike shop getting some maintenance done. But I'll be good to go here pretty soon and be back on my way. Hope everyone else is doing good and having fun and staying strong.
Hey, Joe, it's Dave Schreiner calling in first time. Anyway, I'm doing all right except for my I got sharp pains in my right knee, but and my saddle broke. I've got parts coming into the bike shop in Helena, and I made it to Holland Lake today, did 117 miles, got in early this morning, and I started out this morning, and my GPS wasn't working, so I put extra miles, got discouraged in the rain, and so I decided to come back to Holland Lake Lodge, where I am now, and I'm just going to take a day off and reset, and I need to get some sleep and rest my knees, and and I'll start out tomorrow morning, and hopefully I'll make it to, I think it's Lincoln. I don't know. I'm tired. All right. Say hi to my wife and all my friends. Thanks. Take care. Bye. Hello, yes, Dieter Bozutski speaking from Germany. Well, I'm just having a late lunch at beautiful Holland Lake. Unfortunately, last night I was caught by rain, so this morning I had to put all my things together under rain to assemble all, and whole day so far is rain. I will proceed today to Sealy Lake, but I have one big climb to do in just before the Richmond Peak. Yesterday, unfortunately, I had to split with my buddy because he got pains in the legs and he will quit, he will scratch. The buddy was with the name of Gene. Yeah. Also, I had a bear encounter today, seeing, I should say. It was okay, 50 meters away. I just blew the whistle and the fellow looked to me and then he disappeared into the wood. Yeah, so far so good. Say hello to my wife, Suzanne, and my children, Leo and Anna, and all my friends and those who know me. I'm still going strong. I feel confident to finish, even if it's quite hard, and as today it is quite cold. Yesterday it was fairly nice. We cycled also through farmland, and it was warm. But today still, we'll see whether there is some snow on Richmond Peak. So far, so good. Oh yeah, I forgot to say it's Wednesday the 16th today. Okay, bye.
Hey, MTV Cast. That's Randy Neal. Didn't think I'd be able to get a signal up here. Farther down now from Ferndale. Actually hit it about 3 hours ago. Had to backtrack about 15 miles. Me and the Brits were running through a driving rain, cold, 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And everything I owned in the world on this bike was drenched. So I backtracked to Big Fork, laundromat, of course, try this stuff out. And Ferndale, got some more waterproofing and batteries and such. Talked to those good folks there for a minute. Hailstorm rolled through. So glad I was there. Providence, I tell you, you got to believe in that. Things get covered. And now I'm back on track. Heavenly sunlight is showing up over Richmond off to the south. East, and thanks to a call-in I'd made when I got to town to my wife, Kim, kind of got a new plan. She helped retarget me, and, you know, that's what it's about, is really, I guess, I mean, learning as a rookie. Get a plan, put it into place, adapt, and stay on track, you know, don't blow out and don't get to the point where you get discouraged. I had a moment of that. So anyhow, hey, how you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing good. Back on track.
Okay.
Yeah, who are you with?
Fire
department. Yeah. Just calling in to their reporting here.
So. Okay. Well, just be careful out there.
Hey, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Uh-huh.
Well, you probably heard that. Fire department asked me how I was doing outside Ferndale. Good to go. So, enough said. Back on track. Shooting down the road. See you guys on the trail. And bye.
Hey, MTB Cast. Tim Glover calling in from Helena, Montana. Tuesday ran into a little bit of rear wheel trouble that manifested into a full-on broken rear axle yesterday, about 7 miles south of Holland Lake. Pushed back down to the lodge, actually had a bit of luck. Barbara Nye, the woman who runs the little cabin north of Helena, which we're all welcome to stay at, it's on the ACA maps or whatever, she was in there having a meal with friends. Got me to a ride back to the cabin. I spent the night there last night, and then she drove me into Helena this morning on her way to work. I checked in at Big Sky Cyclery. Parts are on the way. I should be rolling up tomorrow or Saturday, the latest. Biggest problem now is finding a ride back up to Holland Lake, which I'm working on. I got family and friends and everybody under the sun telling me, just leave from Helena. You just cut this little part off, and you'll feel the same when you get to Antelope Wells, but that's not how this race goes. So working on a ride back to Holland Lake, pick up exactly where I left off, stay true to the spirit of the race and hopefully keep moving south. All right. Hope everyone's doing well. Stay safe and be well. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael Debit from Butte. Had Rob Weitheimer look out for my bike, so a few little things swapped out. Seems to be running pretty well. The new Descent in Butte is awesome. Single track, loose, switchbacks, right at the top of town where everybody can see if you fall. It's terrific. So I stayed in Helena last night. Felt really bad because the guys, the Aussie and Kiwi that I came in with last night, went ahead and rode to the top in the rain. And I hooked up with them again later on, kind of towards the end of the day, as we rode into town. And they just had horrible, miserable nights last night. And just, it was wetter than a dog up there. And they were cold. And there was a huge cougar. And they had a miserable night. So we have opted for dry beds and warm rooms. And tomorrow we are going to meet in the lobby and head out of here about 4 a.m. My goal tomorrow is 140 to 150. Looks like it should be doable, but I got to tell you, if you haven't done this race before, it totally, this is changing the way I look at the people in the back of the field. This is a really, really, really hard race. And not like we didn't know it, but every single day is just up, 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 up. And every chance that you have to either go flat, down, or up, you go up. And it just continues and continues and continues, which is really fun. But if you're not sleeping well, it just wears on you. Anyway, thanks for paying attention. Thanks for watching, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
That's your calls for day number 7 of the Tour Divide. We'll see what transpires today. It's Friday, so I hope you've made some weekend plans to get out and get those tires dirty. That's a wrap.
This, like all MTBcast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.